What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And before we get back to taking phone calls, I got an email here from somebody reminding me that the traffic light and the elevator were also invented by black people. Now, I'm not being an apologist for Black Lives Matter, but at the same time, this idea that the blacks aren't contributing anything to our modern technological society is simply not true. And the situation is a lot fuzzier, and we should acknowledge, you know, their contributions. That's just fair. And if you have not seen the movie Hidden Figures, that's another example of unsung heroes, or in this case, heroines, among the colored people. Okay, anyway, let's get back to the phones here. Stacy in Florida. Hello, Stacy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, thank you, Mike, for taking my call. I tried yesterday after hearing that man who called in toward the end of your show, but I didn't get a chance to get on. And I don't remember his name or where he was from, but he was the person that was kind of criticizing some of the callers for, like, infighting. Do you remember that man?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, and I just want to put it out there in case he's listening. It doesn't matter to me if he is or not, but I want the other listeners to hear that we don't consider your show infighting at all. In fact, you, as a former teacher, you display good credibility in keeping things under control. And when you do have...
Not always. It's a lot like herding cats.
Well, yeah, I'm saying, like, in the circumstance when you have a couple of the callers debate each other, you do keep it under control. Mm-hmm. If it starts getting out of hand, you nail it and stop it. So, you know, he's wrong for saying that. And he and others need to appreciate John Stadtmiller's network, because he's providing us with a service that hardly anybody else is nowadays. Many of them have fallen by the wayside, as we know. So we need to be thankful for John Stadtmiller's network and support it. And also, he had mentioned, like, Steve Elkins was saying things that weren't true about the virus, which is also not a true statement. Steve Elkins and his wife are both medical, very professional medical people, that he reported what he actually sees in the medical profession. It's not lies what he's reporting. It's what he and his wife see. So he's wrong on that. And also, he was saying that people on your show tend to lump everybody together and criticize and say that millennials are all bad. And that's not true. No one's painting millennials with a broad brush. We live, like you had mentioned in your last few callers have said, we're under siege. Our country's under siege. So these are dark times, Mike. And so dark times call for discussions about dark things, right? Dark issues. And that's why we tend to discuss the dark issues, because they're there in our face, but we're not putting certain groups down while we're discussing the dark issues that are confronting us. We're just discussing, and all of your callers, Tom in Florida has lots and lots of good info to share, and Mark in North Carolina is right on. And we all contribute good things in the effort to communicate on an open forum like John provides us with. So that's pretty much all I had to say, Mark.
All right. Well, thank you very much for those kind words, and we're definitely going to be appreciative of those. And, you know, we do try and keep our audience happy and content and informed. But, you know, at the same time, we can't pander to everybody who's got a complaint, because sometimes they're just a little bit out there. Anyway, thank you for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Don in Arizona. Don, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, Mike. yeah, there have been some very, very, very smart black people throughout history, like George Washington Carver. And he was an individualist, too. He just started out as a gardener, and he just started looking around the heck, and I can plant. He was, you know, he's like a typical black person that worked as a gardener for some
time. Yeah.
And he started getting creative with it. Well, look, I can do this, and I can graft. I can do different things. And they could see he was a genius. And finally, he went up to Iowa, and he started. They let him in the university up there, and he did all that stuff with the peanut and everything. And but then after later, he was, you know, he didn't get along with Booker T. Washington. Booker T. Washington was more of a politician type.
And, yes.
He didn't go along with that. He said, the hell with that, you know. So they kind of squared off with each other. But it's often been mentioned that the people came over here as slaves. But, you know, white people, indentured servants, they, for all intents and purposes, they were slaves, too.
And yes.
A slave, a black slave, could possibly somehow get a hold of some money and buy himself out of slavery and stuff. And but they asked Muhammad Ali. He went to Africa. Probably the most famous black person in history, Muhammad Ali, loved all over the world. He went to Africa and fought the rubble in the jungle against George Foreman.
Yes.
And they asked him what he thought about Africa. He said, I'm glad my granddaddy got on that boat. Because America, he said, you always got, you know, you got a lot more stuff going for you. That's what he had to say about it.
So, yeah.
But I don't know, as far as the political situation here, it looks more and more like Trump is gonna win. You know, you've got
yes.
the Minnesota Democratic mayors on his side. You know, people, law and order, won it, that's what won it for Nixon. And
yes.
The majority of the people just don't like riots, let's face it. I mean, yeah, some of them, and the Democrats seem to like it. I mean, that's insane. They like riots. This guy in the mayor of Portland, and he's out of his mind. He's trying to suck up to those people, and then they burned out. They started a fire in his condo. I mean, I just can't understand what the mentality is. The whole pro riots, pro ridiculous. I mean, it makes no sense at all. I mean, you got to people. They just took too many prescription drugs or non-prescription drugs or something. I don't know.
Probably the latter.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to let you go, Mike. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Miles in Maine. Hello, Miles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. You know, I understand there were, you know, Booker T. Washington and you know, people like Frederick Douglass and this, but hey, where is all this where these blacks invented all this stuff? I mean, the Reverend who had a radio show on the program there, Reverend, oh my God, his name is slipping my mind right now. But he pointed out, and I believe he was from New York, Manning, Pastor Manning.
Okay.
And he pointed out that they never had a two-story building. Now, where is this where they come up with the elevator? Because my history tells me that it was Elisha Otis.
Otis invented a mechanism to keep the elevator from falling if the cable snapped.
Okay, well, I have seen it credited to where he invented the elevator. Okay, let me ask
you
this. You
know, history has given credit for inventions to a lot of the wrong people. A good example, I mean, if you read my article on Viking and Dr. Gilbert Levin, it starts out with a prologue about all the wrong people who've been credited for inventions. The Wright brothers got the credit for the first powered flight, but a man named Frederick Whitehurst beat them to it by about a year.
Yeah, I understand that, but okay, well, let me just put it in these parameters then. Where did these oppressed slave, you know, downtrodden people get all these resources to create these inventions? If that's, you know, I mean, you can't have it.
They may not have been slaves at the time they created the inventions. I mean, the guy who did the harpoon was, but then he was working in a blacksmith shop that was provided by his owner.
Okay, well, let me go. Let's get back to the elevator. I just wanted to ask this because the forerunner to the elevator was the dumbwaiter. Is that correct?
No, they kind of came in together. The dumbwaiter is just a smaller elevator used for things other than people.
Yeah, now who was responsible for that? Do you, offhand, I would guess you would know.
No, actually, I don't know who was responsible for saying, let's make a tiny elevator for food service.
Yeah, okay. I thought you might know. But anyway, yeah, you know, I think back to Black Lives Matter and Antifa and these outfits, you know, until they're declared some type of terrorist organization, that's when we're going to get to the bottom of this. And that's way past it. I mean, way past you, all the police all that have been injured, the just general citizenry that have been injured, downright assaulted, you could just say assassinated, until they are declared something. And like you had mentioned, the Patriot Act, there's so many provisions for this stuff. They're interfering with political beliefs and so on and so forth. And until that happens, we're going to continue. This is going to continue to spiral out like this. I mean, it's to the point now where no matter what type of criminal they were, if they're of some color and they have a weapon and, you know, the police make mistakes here and there, but all the time now, and then we find out later, like that movie by, I'm trying to think of the guy's name that put it out about Trayvon Martin and that incident. They actually had Black Lives Matter people on the jury. You know, so, I mean, there's no laws, rules, or regulations being followed here at all, and they're certainly not uniform and, you know, distributed in a fair and fashionable manner. I mean, until we have that, I don't see how we're going to, you know, how we're going to contain this or eliminate it. And, and that's exactly the term. It should have been eliminated a long time ago. Because it's just so far out of control. It's a threat to the civilization now at this point. You know, these trucks stop coming into these cities and stop bringing supplies, and you know what's going to happen in that case.
Yeah. Well, like that other caller said, you know, we're trying to delineate between, you know, the black population that is part of this country and they're contributing and they're trying to build better lives for themselves and these Black Lives Matter radicals who in some cases, you know, apparently are being paid to be this way, who just out there with this attitude that they're owed for something that happened to their ancestors over 100 years ago.
Well, is this going to be a bidding war between Trump and the stimulus and Black Lives Matter and Soros's paid rent a riot? You know,
I have.
Whatever it is, we've got to solve this puzzle because this is just, it's just insane what's going on. And, you know, blacks are, 13% of the population?
And something like
that. I would
that.
Say that it would be, yeah, the 13%, I would say you probably have 3% that are active in this type of subculture. I know for a fact, I know many, many black people that I travel through with business and things like that, and none of them, they all think this is absolutely ridiculous. There was a legislator on the National Review had an article, a black legislator, and he said he is absolutely embarrassed. He is a state legislator from Tennessee, I believe. John DeBerry, and in the article, he was just saying how absolutely ashamed he was of these people, and it is true that they are very un-American. Their activities and their actions are un-American. You know what? You know, even in the '60s and the '70s, blacks, whites, and the people, they got together and they worked through tragedies and they worked through, you know, a multitude of issues, and now it's like there's that certain little faction there that's trying to put each other at everybody's throat, and it just needs to end for the goodness of this nation. And with that, I'll tell you, thank you, Michael, and have a great show.
All right, well, thanks an awful lot here. We're going to let you go and switch over to Milton in Pennsylvania. Hello, Milton. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hello, Mike. We're just Antifa. Black Lives Matter and all, so I'm taking on a real harsh attitude with these people. If God forbid they ever hurt one of my family members, I can guarantee you I'm a small guy, but I'm going to take out 20 or 30 of them before they ever get me.
Okay.
And I feel, you know what? somebody gets their house burned down, you know what? I have no pity on them because nobody's standing up doing anything. What are you going to do? Wait for it to burn up the whole neighborhood? And you're going to say, somebody help me? No, there's only one person going to help you, and that's yourselves.
We're being told to let the police protect us and the National Guard protect us, but they're not there.
They're all standing down.
They're not. I was in Los Angeles for the Rodney King riots, and I remember the first thing we saw on TV was the LAPD running like hell. I shouldn't use words like that on this radio.
No, you need to vent too. I mean, this is plain insanity. How long before the people finally get it in their head? Nobody going to help you but yourselves.
Yes, it's starting to happen.
You know, I know that they just had an incident in our little city here in eastern Pennsylvania. Three guys and a girl beat up an older people that were eating out because you can only eat outside here. And it's ridiculous. It better not be my woman. I'll go to jail the rest of my life or be mowed down and being shot, but I'm taking somebody out. That's guaranteed.
Okay.
And you know what? If 100 million people in the country felt like that, this shit would stop in 2 seconds.
Tell him I said to tell his lovely wife, Claire, hi for
Starfire. Starfire says to say hello to you, honey.
I will pass that along.
Okay, that's enough venting, okay? I know people out there, some of them's got a vent, too. This is bullshit.
Yes, it is.
I'll talk about that on the
okay, my friend. Thank you
all
for
right,
letting
thank
me go.
You a lot. All right, bye-bye. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are now completely open, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. A D.C. Circuit Court, the Appeals Court, has denied Michael Flynn's request to order a federal judge to dismiss the criminal information against him, overturns the earlier panel ruling in Flynn's favor, and has denied a writ of mandamus. So, you know, the railroad continues, unfortunately. They do. All righty. Tesla stock is up. Actually, the market was up today. Investors realize they can now buy brand new shares and not used shares. I don't know why that would be significant, but that definitely would be. Trump's ICE enforcement deports 2,000 plus rapists, child molesters, murderers, and abusers. Okay. And here's another question. Along with the leaders of Black Lives Matter and Antifa, why haven't Kyle Rittenhouse attackers been arrested and charged? I mean, supposedly it's known who they are, but the case shows the incredible power of prosecutors to decide who will be charged and who will not. The voters have the ultimate authority to place or remove prosecutors. Prosecutors are almost never removed unless their crimes are blatant. Now, apparently, Kamala Harris was on Colbert and basically says, everyone beware, they're not going to stop. She gave an explicit endorsement of left-wing terrorism during a recent appearance on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The lady who hopes to be the next vice president of the United States said that the left-wing shock troops aren't going to stop and is urging for everyone to beware of the ongoing terror rampage gripping the nation. Okay, we're going to go back to the phones now to Dan in Washington State. And Dan, I'm going to have to take you through the next commercial break. What's on your mind?
Oh, okay, thanks. I don't know how much time I got before the break is, but
about a minute.
The caller from Massachusetts, I would highly recommend you. There's a website called White Rabbit Radio, and there's a little podcast called The Mantra on there, and it's helpful with terminology. Instead of using words like race traitor, we kind of settled on one called anti-white. There's also The Right Stuff, Fascination, Stormfront Radio. These are all, they're better outlets for these topics, and they're more concerned with white advocacy and white rights.
Okay, Dan, stay on the line. I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And welcome back to our show. Here we're talking with Dan in Washington State, and Dan is going on about how, you know, every ethnic group, every diverse group in the United States seems to have organizations to protect it, except the white males and specifically the white heterosexual males.
Yeah, exactly. That is the root of the problem. And I just wanted to say there was a party being formed called the National Justice Party, and it's being formed by Eric Stryker and Mike Enoch, who are being sued after Charlottesville, totally false charges. And a lot of the people with these suit going after these guys from Charlottesville are actually dual Israeli citizens. So you have dual Israeli citizens suing white activists here in America, which is ridiculous. But yeah, that's the root of the problem. So I don't waste my time with people like Alex Jones anymore. He was good for a while, but and I think you left him because he just starts lying and he's just disingenuous, and you just got.
Well, I left Genesis because we disagreed. I disagreed with Jones on the subject of Israel.
Yeah, and it kind of comes out where he's totally hypocritical on that issue, and he'll come out and say the Chinese run the media, the Chi-Coms and all this. It's like deflection, you know? There's so many of these deflections. Even I could say libertarian or all these reform, all these parties come up and they all just get dissolved and disappeared because they're not just addressing the key issue, which is you're not allowed to have white advocacy. So I just wanted to bring that up. And like Black Lives Matter, even these Republicans, you know, they don't just come out and address these issues defending white people. Like, you could bring up affirmative action. You've had that for 50 years if you want to talk about systemic racism. But they just don't say that stuff plainly, you know. So, but yeah, I would promote, I hope that listener, White Rabbit Radio, the mantra, has a lot of good talking points to deal with some of these people. I don't know if you've heard of Fascination, but he's been doing some great historical deep dives on American history. Some of them are on YouTube. So, yeah, and The Right Stuff and Stormfront. That's all I pretty much listen to, just because everybody else is just avoiding the point. You know, I like this show, too. This is more of a general show, but at least people can call in and, you know, express themselves, and I appreciate you. And most of the shows on Republic and in Rents Radio I listen to. So that's all I had to say. Thanks for taking the call.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. And the phone lines are now open, 800-313-9443. And getting back to the news here, Ron Paul is saying that Trump must back his Iraq withdrawal promise with action. And yes, General Odom was right. It was a strategic disaster. Turning the U.S. into a global military empire is also a strategic disaster. Trump's promise to bring troops home from overseas wars sounds very good, but it's time to see some real action. This might mean some people who disagree with the president need to be fired. Apparently, over in Germany, they're having an anti-lockdown protest that tried to storm the Reichstag. So it's getting intense over there. All righty, skipping on down here. We were talking about Kamala Harris was on Late Show with Stephen Colbert, basically saying, everyone beware, they ain't going to stop, or they aren't going to stop here. Apparently, the mayor of Philadelphia is in hot water. He's basically ordered that Philadelphia's restaurants can only serve outside. They can't have interior dining. And then he was photographed having a sit-down dinner in a restaurant in another state. And so everybody's kind of a little upset with him over that one here. Okay. Apparently, pardon me, a Target employee is under fire after reportedly filming the creation of a fake Starbucks beverage with extremely toxic ingredients, all in the name of police protests. And people, you gotta calm down. You really do have to calm down and start behaving more. So that's what we're losing. We're losing our civilization. It's being eroded and ground away day by day by all of this action. Okay, you know, there's some stories that normally I wouldn't cover, but there seem to be a lot of them today, and it's about all this child porn stuff and, you know, these arrests of child traffickers and everything. And it just makes me ill. It makes me very, very ill. All righty. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Now, if you go to whatreallyhappened.com on the main page up toward the top, I have posted several articles detailing black inventors, including black inventors who were denied patents for their invention. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves.
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to James in Charlotte. Hello, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Good afternoon, Mike. I wanted to give you some information on a video presentation I think that you would find really informative, and I can send you a link to it. Hopefully that a lot of the listeners would find informative. It's an extensive interview with Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Yes.
And it really, the main points, the most salient points are concerning the politics of vaccine. As you know, he has sort of been disowned by his own family because of his stance on vaccines. The interview, what I found so interesting about it is why vaccines are exempt from almost all federal regulation. It's because they really came about in terms of a through the military. And he goes into the fact that they are the fact that vaccine producers are not only are very loosely regulated, but are completely immune from any lawsuits.
Yes, you have to go through the vaccine court.
Yeah. But yeah. Like I said, even though it does touch on some other topics, the main points were about the politics of vaccines. And it's unfortunate that RFK Jr. does have a bit of a speech disorder that I forget what it's called. I think it's similar to his Rose Kennedy, that it's kind of a stuttering at some, you know, to some degree. But at any rate, the reason why he was not basically dropped, he was, you know, Trump had talked about putting him in charge of studying. I forget exactly what it was that he was to have some role in the Trump administration. But
Trump had campaigned on having a vaccine safety commission, but that was almost immediately disbanded. And, you know, Robert Kennedy just basically has gone on being Robert Kennedy Jr.
Yeah. Well, he mentioned that something over, I think, about $1.5 million dollars was given to Trump's inaugural fund by the pharmaceutical industry.
And yes.
That's when he just completely dropped the idea of the vaccine commission. Well, anyway, like I say, I can send you a link to it, or you can search it. There are a number of interviews that
I would appreciate it if you send me the link. I would appreciate it if you send me the link.
Okay. Okay. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. I mean, the vaccine lobby is very, very powerful. And as James was saying, the vaccine makers are indemnified from lawsuits. You have to go through the vaccine court. And it's, you know, when you have somebody who can't be sued for making mistakes and you are ordered to use their product, I mean, it's a recipe for disaster. And we keep hearing these stories about how Gardasil causes narcolepsy, Guillain-Barré syndrome, and various other ills. And I have one doctor who has implied that the condition I'm dealing with might be vaccine-related as well. Even though I tend to avoid vaccines, I've had a few in my life here. Anyway, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And I've got these two stories, and they really kind of bother me. This one is from tefasta.com, and it's basically a registered repeat sex offender allegedly chases down naked teen boy, executes him in the street. And the story is basically, this was in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and it involves a guy who was a lifetime, you know, a sex offender in the Pennsylvania Megan's Law Registry for involuntary deviant sexual intercourse. And apparently he was chasing this naked boy down the street. The boy was calling to people along there, help me, help me. He's tried to rape me. And this guy just gunned him down. And you have to wonder, how did we even get to this point where such people, first of all, you know, if he's a repeat sex offender, why does he even have a gun? And is nobody keeping an eye on this guy so that he's not going out there and offending again? And then we have this other one that's from Australia about this pervert who sent child porn involving sex acts with animals to an undercover cop. And that's the good news, because he got jailed for 9 months. So I've seen more and more of these stories lately, and I don't get it. I really do not get it. What's going on in the minds of these people? There's got to be some bad wiring, I think. There's got to be some really, really bad wiring. All righty, getting into some other news here. Let's see. Chicago shootings and homicides dropped nearly 50% in August as city changes policing strategy. Chicago saw a marked decrease in the number of shootings. I don't know. They had 10 fatalities this last weekend. and homicides in August, according to numbers released by the Chicago Police Department Tuesday, marking the first month since the end of the coronavirus-related lockdown where gun violence has actually ticked down. Okay, good. Let's see. We talked about this Democratic data firm. Biden is flip-flopping on the issue about banning fracking. He's campaigning now saying he's not going to ban fracking. He never said that, blah, blah, blah. But if you go back a few years ago, yes, he was talking about banning fracking, talking about just shutting it down here. And here's an interesting statistic. The suicide rate for men reaches its highest level in two decades. This is in Great Britain, with 5,691 deaths in 2019, while the number of 10 to 24-year-old women taking their own lives has almost doubled since 2012. I guess things are not so good in jolly old England. Okay. Trump is catching a lot of flack for trying to defend Kyle Rittenhouse, saying he was trying to get away from him. I guess he probably would have been killed. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And getting back to more news here, as soon as the page turns. Okay. We seem to have an internet hang up here. There we go. All right. Apparently, Trump fans are going to have a huge Trumptilla, meaning a boat flotilla, on Potomac River over Labor Day weekend, which, of course, is coming up very, very soon. And it's a mark of that enthusiasm for the reelection of President Donald Trump that people are starting to notice. It isn't that people want to vote for him. They enthusiastically want to vote for him. And again, we have that Biden favoring analytical firm saying Trump is probably going to appear to win on Election Day by a landslide. But when all of those mail-in votes are counted, you know, days or weeks afterwards, that's going to reverse the contest. I mean, this is the stupidest way to run an election you can imagine, where, I mean, the votes will be counted even if they didn't show up on Election Day. And that means that people can just be, you know, putting together fake mail-in ballots. And we had that Democratic operative who blew the whistle and said, yeah, that's the norm. Mail-in ballots are how the Democrats cheat. It's, and like I said, if they do that, if Trump wins the election on election night, and then a week later they say, oh, it was actually Biden because of the mail-in vote, I think there's going to be repercussions. I don't want to see it, but I think it would be unavoidable at this point here. All righty. Why the state seeks to abolish both tradition and history. Today, our society is racked by germinal totalitarians eager to destroy history. Ostensibly, this is in the name of justice, but this destruction and historical desecration are little more than a tactic for securing power for themselves. America is supposedly infected on the genetic level with unforgivable sins of racism and oppression, and those seeking to destroy history conveniently have the solution. Hand over power to them to facilitate our collective re-education and penance. By failing to recognize the important role that tradition serves by preserving historical consciousness, we aid and abet the rise of the forces currently seeking the complete overthrow of our society and the complete annihilation of our rights and liberties. Okay. Apparently up in Oakland, Black Lives Matter protesters are marching through the streets shouting death to America. Grab them all up, put them on planes, and ship them to Iran. Okay. According to the mainstream media, if you try and defend yourself against Black Lives Matter and Antifa, then you are the villain. And it's pretty much become the standard method of operation of the mainstream media in the age of elevating black voices. No matter what the BLM and Antifa mobs do, whether it involves destruction or violence or death, it is justified as a demonstration of protest. It's even been called peaceful by CNN. And no matter what those being targeted do to try and defend themselves, it's dubbed as aggression and racism. The media, in other words, is complicit in the violent destruction of America at the hands of Black Lives Matter and Antifa, glorifying its members as heroes while decrying patriots as part of the problem. Pay close attention to how the narratives are written and see for yourself the way that self-defense is quickly becoming an act of terrorism in the eyes of the far-left corporate media. Apparently, porn star Ron Jeremy is in trouble again. And not that I was ever a big fan, of course, but apparently he's been hit with 20 new counts of sexual abuse, and detectives have been going through his trash-filled apartment. Apparently, he looks like a hoarder. I saw an article a while back, the first time they served a warrant on him, and his place is a mess. Just really a mess. I mean, not like this mess you see behind here, but I mean a real mess here. Here's an article. This is coming out of PatriotRising.com. Have the first shots been fired in the next American Civil War? And they're talking about Kyle, and they're talking about the other gentleman, Aaron Danielson. And now, of course, we have those gangs that are out there. They say they're going to kill cops who pull a gun. Talked about NPR here. Portland's emasculated far-left mayor blames Trump for out-of-control violence in his city after a Trump supporter was shot and killed by an Antifa terrorist. Okay. In science and technological news, after decades of teasing and disappointment since Star Wars: A New Hope took to the big screen in 1977, it appears the world may soon finally have proper holograms following a breakthrough by Japanese researchers. Using metasurface materials which manipulate light at the nanoscale, a team of scientists at the Tokyo University of Agriculture and Technology have created a bona fide 3D hologram visible from multiple viewing angles in respectable quality. Well, that will be interesting to see. Make for interesting devices at the consumer level. And once again, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Okay, apparently over in Chicago, 51 cops have been shot at or shot so far this year. So Chicago is a violent place here. Now, the National Football League, in an ultimate pander, if you will, is going to inscribe their end zones with two slogans: it takes all of us on one end line and end racism on the other. So they're going social justice here. Okay. Apparently over at Amazon, the employees have another reason to be upset. Amazon spies on the staff and fires them by text for not hitting secretive targets. Workers feel forced to work through pain and injuries. Amazon is famous for its extreme efficiency, yet behind the curtain is a crippling culture of surveillance and stress, according to a study by the Open Markets Institute. I think they'd be well advised to look at some of the studies that were done on post office workers following those mass shootings, from which the phrase going postal came. Anyway, the think tank and advocacy group that repeatedly takes companies like Google and Facebook to task warned in the report that Amazon's retail side has gone far beyond promoting efficient working and has adopted an almost dystopian level of control over its warehouse workers, firing them if they fail to meet targets that are often kept a secret. Among the practices it highlighted, the report said that workers were told to hit a target rate of packages to process per hour, though they were not told what exactly that target is. We don't know what the rate is, one pseudonymous worker told the authors. They change it behind the scenes. You'll know when you get a warning. They don't tell you what rate you have to hit at the beginning. Over in Kenosha, owner of a torched business rails against officials. Nobody did nothing about it. Which, despite the bad English, is basically saying, yeah, Kenosha was allowed to burn. And now those poor people are stuck having to pay for the demolition of what's left of their buildings before the insurance company will pay for a new building. And it's great that Donald Trump threw a few million at them, but it's really just a drop in the bucket of what they need. Now, Blue Lives Matter had a rally in Kenosha that truly was peaceful. And it's pushing back against the narrative that the conservatives are the violent ones here. Let's see. Okay, apparently over this last weekend, NASA's OGO-1 satellite, which was launched in 1964, finally deorbited and came down in a spectacular series of sparks and disintegrated, and it was caught on video. I remember we had a satellite that came down over Oahu not too long before we moved. That was really quite spectacular as well. Okay, Tucker Carlson is out there accusing Joe Biden of threatening America. Vote for me or your cities will burn. Apparently, there's a story where a homeless man had his dog Shaggy stolen and is trying to get the dog back. Who would do that to somebody? Steal a guy's dog? I mean, homeless or not, really. Anyway, getting back to Portland, apparently a lot of businesses are not going to rebuild. And apparently businesses are fleeing the city's downtown area due to the nightly Black Lives Matter and Antifa rioting. It's been, what, 95 days? 3 months? Yeah. After a while, you start saying, maybe it's time to relocate the business. Okay, we got to take a break. Commercials back with the last segment of our program after these few words. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hear ye, hear ye. ConstitutionOnTrial.com presents the most important question for our generation. Is the United States Constitution biblical? Witness the prosecution and defense of the United States Constitution on trial, live and unscripted at the Maranatha Retreat Center in Everton, Missouri, and streamed live on YouTube. For the prosecution, Ted Weiland, pastor, Bible teacher, and author of Bible Law versus the United States Constitution, The Christian Perspective. Versus, for the defense, Brent Allen Winters, a practicing lawyer and author of Excellence of Common Law in Light of History, Nature, and Scripture. Is the United States Constitution biblical? Live and unscripted at the Maranatha Retreat Center in Everton, Missouri, and live-streamed on YouTube. Saturday, September 19th from 6:30 till 9:30 p.m. Come one, come all. This most important event is free to attend and streamed live on YouTube. Go to ConstitutionOnTrial.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really
and welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today here. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Apparently, two Michigan paramedics have had their licenses suspended after they declared a 20-year-old woman with cerebral palsy dead. And then 2 hours later at the funeral home, she opened her eyes. So 20-year-old Tamisha Beauchamp, who has cerebral palsy, was declared dead but was found alive at the Detroit area funeral home. And paramedics had responded to Beauchamp's home after a relative said she was unconscious and possibly not breathing. Officials said they performed life-saving measures for 30 minutes, checked Beauchamp's vital signs three times before asking a doctor to declare her dead. Two EMTs who responded to the call are also facing possible license suspension. Beauchamp's family claims the first responders were negligent. Officials say they followed proper protocol. Beauchamp is reportedly hospitalized in critical condition. It's just a reminder that they can make mistakes out there. Anyway, we're going to grab our phone call for the day. Dustin in New Jersey. Hello, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Dustin, are you there? Okay, he said he was having internet problems. Okay, Dustin, I guess, is not there. All righty. Okay, we already talked about the Democrat insider talking about how mail-in ballot fraud is a very, very real situation here. Okay. Most people won't get the flu jab until December, despite government drive to widen screen to 30 million people in a bid to take pressure off the National Health Service hospitals in the winter. This is in Great Britain here. Story coming out of Investment Watch blog, you think it's bad now? The real chaos is dead ahead. Apparently, when Trump was handing out autographs to some of the first responders in Kenosha, he was caught on a microphone saying, you can sell it tonight on eBay. Kind of crass there. Hey, did Dustin ever come back? I guess not. Nope. All righty. So let's go back to here. Possibly up to 90% of COVID-positive Americans were not even contagious. This is coming out of the New York Times, published Saturday, revealed that the novel coronavirus is not nearly as contagious as the American people were initially led to believe by experts. They're starting to back off on this horrific new plague idea that we were being sold. Mike Huckabee is out there saying this year's March on Washington betrayed the spirit of Dr. King's message. Yes, it did, because Martin Luther King Jr., everything that he did was with a peaceful protest. He followed the Gandhi approach. And this year's March on Washington, the speakers were all out there talking about violence and revolution and having to get in the face of people. And that's not how you win the public over to your particular point of view. Okay, there's the music. Time for us to get on out of here. Stay tuned for John Steadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of things to share. Spread the word of RBN. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.